Check. Amen. We're so glad you're here at chapel with us. My name is Chris Bull. I work in the student development office. And gosh, I'm so thankful for Sharon, who's here with us today, reminding us that, yes, thank you to Sharon. I'll give a quick intro of her, but reminding us that God is not just in this chapel, but God is also at Hope College. He has his hand on us as a community and our world. So Sharon is one of my favorite people on this planet. She is here to lead us in worship today and also to speak with us today. And then she's also performing tonight in the Student Center at 8 p.m. doing a fuller set and also songs from her original album. Sharon, I met her 4 years ago and is from the south side of Chicago, is this brilliant worship leader who cares about every community that she comes into contact with, and I know Hope has a special place in her heart, and will you welcome Sharon Irving with us?
Wow. Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be spending the morning with you all, and tonight, please come hang out and vibe with me in the Student Center. How many of you are not morning people? Okay. So I'm not a morning person. So any of you that aren't morning people like me, you know that when you have to give a presentation in the morning, sometimes your brain doesn't catch up to your body. And so just extend grace to me. Also, my comfort zone is with music underneath. And so this is outside of my comfort zone. But I was asked to share a little bit of my story and testimony. And so I believe that it's good to step out and do things that you're not comfortable doing. And that's what I'm doing today. And funny enough, it's what I'm going to be sharing a little bit about. And so I think it would be helpful to just know who I am and where I'm from. I'm a girl of the south side of Chicago, born and raised. I'm a black woman. I am a goofball. I love to eat. I'm a lover. I'm a fighter. I'm a survivor. I believe that God has put me on this earth to be a voice with and for the voiceless. And I take it so seriously. And I can barely talk about it without getting emotional because I've struggled with finding my own voice and using my voice. And so it's interesting that God would call me to do something that has been a challenge for me. I grew up with my mother and my grandmother. My parents got divorced when I was pretty young. And my grandmother was like a second mother to me. And so we grew up on the south side of Chicago. And music was always my outlet. Music was always my escape. When my parents got divorced, and I experienced a lot of anxiety, and I didn't know exactly what was going on, but I knew that it was hard and painful. And I felt it. Music was my escape when there was violence going on in and around the city of Chicago. For those of you that aren't from Chicago, I'm sure you've heard things. It's a wonderful city. It's rich in culture. But there's a lot of brokenness and pain in the community that I came out of and the surrounding communities. And so music was always my outlet. It was my therapy. There's a quote by Maya Angelou, a great poet, and she said, "I would just crawl between the notes and the spaces." And I resonate with that quote because music literally saved me from anxiety, from depression, from giving up, from getting caught up in some of the things that were going on in my community. The easy way out that led to maybe some not so great end results. And so my whole life, I found my voice in music, but I never really thought of it as a career. It was always just an outlet, and it was always a secret thing for me, a place where I would write in my room, in the privacy of my own room, because I was pretty shy. I didn't want to be in front of people. I wasn't looking for the attention. But I realized probably around 18, when I lost a friend to gun violence, that I wanted to respond to what was going on because I knew it wasn't right. I knew it wasn't okay. And it was in that moment that I realized that my music was supposed to be a resistance to injustice. It was supposed to be a response, not just something that I keep to myself in my little room. But with anything, if you know you've ever been called to do something, there's always resistance. There's always obstacles. And for me, there's so many, and I don't have enough time to share. But one in particular has been literally the enemy trying to steal my voice. A couple years ago, I was diagnosed with a polyp on my throat. I did an event, and I lost my voice. I wasn't sick. I didn't know what was going on. But imagine your outlet, not only that, but your livelihood, all of a sudden, you know, being robbed from you. And I felt so inadequate, and I felt insecure, and I felt like I can't sing like so-and-so. I can't hit those notes. I can't do that. And it was in that moment that I realized that God's strength is made perfect in weakness, because he opened up doors for me more than he ever had in the past in that moment. And to be honest, it's something I still struggle with. It's something that I still carry. It's my thorn. It's in my throat. I feel it now. And the fact that God has called me to sing, it doesn't make sense. And so there's a phrase that I say, and if you don't remember anything that I said or sang today, it's the phrase, do it afraid. Do it afraid. I cannot tell you how many times God said to go, and I felt fear. And I'm like, well, if you're telling me to go, I shouldn't feel afraid, right? I should feel, you know, pumped up and ready to go. But I've learned that oftentimes when it's something of meaning and something of purpose, you got to feel the fear and do it anyway. And if you're like me, you know, maybe there are things in your life or dreams or desires or passions, and you feel like your destiny is waiting for you, but you're afraid to step into it because of your circumstance, because of a health issue. But I'm here to tell you that there's nothing that can separate you from that, and that God's strength is made perfect in weakness, and that you can do it, but you got to feel the fear and do it anyway. And so I just want to, as you guys need to dismiss, I want to sing just a verse over you of a song that I have carried with me throughout my journey. And I believe that you can do it, but you got to have Jesus on your side. And this is, I want Jesus to walk with me. And it will be my life song for to the end of my days. And I want to sing it over you. And I want to tell you, whatever it is that you're not doing, do it afraid. All right? I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. Oh, Lord, Lord, my journey. Oh, Lord, I want Jesus to walk with me. Can I sing one more verse? In my trials, Lord, walk with me. If you have a trial out now, just claim this. In my trials, Lord, walk with me. When my strength is failing, oh Lord, I want Jesus to walk with me. Go in peace. Go in peace. Walk with the Lord. Bless you. See you guys tonight.